passed away.
Just a reflection or question as well. It refers to, it seems to be referring to overcoming third floor of the hindrance. You know, talking about sexual desire and what I can remember, ill will and
sloth. Grief and sloth and mental restlessness.
Yeah. It sounds equivalent to the first floor of the five hindrances. So the fine bit he says is something like equipoise of wholesome states.
The equipoise of wholesome thought.
Is that an equivalent of overcoming doubt?
It probably will be close to it. The Buddha's not always 100% consistent. But not all his lists match up with each other. Dr. Saratissa has that as balanced mindfulness built on a basis of seeing the way things are. The purity of perfect balanced mindfulness built on a basis of seeing the way things are. So it's quite a different rendering. Again, I would put in a vote for for this, even though it might be a rendering rather than a strict translation. But that's how he puts it.
And an interesting corollary to that is that Ajahn Sumedho, I think, often refers to, and maybe it was from Ajahn Sumedho originally, that doubt is caused by thinking too much.
Yes.
So, kind of related to what that was saying, it's like the thought. I can't remember the exact way.
The equipoise of wholesome thought.
One note is that those, in the more literal translation you have in the island, sort of qualities of insight are not explicitly mentioned. Whereas Dr. Saratissa puts it in, seeing the way things are. But what's really interesting is possibly with Buddha's commentary to Saratissa is very insight-based. And so it's always possible that that the Buddha wanted to clarify that he did mean insight when he said that. But, you know, the words don't quite get it. You know, who knows if that's why he said it to Saratissa.
Also, he starts off by talking about the insight into not self. That's the sort of the main aim at the first part of it, is talking about letting go of conceit. In this body, together with its consciousness, there shall be no notion of I and mine, no tendency to conceit. Likewise, in all external objects, there shall be no such notion or tendency. So it starts off with that insight into not self, and then he's just using a quote from the Sutta Nipata to sort of underscore some other aspects of the practice. Maybe it was in that first week before Sariputta realized enlightenment. You know, it's one of those things that's hard to tell. I'm sure there's a few people over the centuries who've put in their votes as to when it occurred in the Buddha's teaching career. The dialogue, if you're interested to find it, is in the Book of the Threes, the Numerical Discourses, Book of the Threes, Sutta number 33.
But also, yeah, there's many discourses with Sariputta where the Buddha's using Sariputta, who's well known for his wisdom, as a foil for putting out sort of aspects of insight.
Meaning that Sariputta really knew the answer, but was just having a conversation.
It's having that conversation to clarify it for posterity.
That's a good point, yeah.